League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And so many tweets about, oh, maybe you should just wait a day. Maybe everybody should just shut up and let Nick Caserio do his work, his magic. What a day yesterday for the Texans. I can't believe they got Joe Mixon. I really can't. I mean, it's just so un-Texan right now. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what Texan is, though.
Bob McNair would have never done that.
No, Bob McNair wouldn't
have. Bob McNair would not have done that. Okay.
Well, okay, so one thing is, it happened 10 years ago. He's played a lot of football. Who knows? He also had the gun stuff.
But he's got more stuff.
He had gun stuff two different times. Well, police stuff, gun stuff.
Yeah.
At his house, a couple. I don't know all the details of it. He was never, like, he didn't. I don't know if he was ever charged. They didn't end up bringing charges against Joe Mixon. He was kind of a couple of domestic disturbances in January and then March. So kind of back to back last year, but. You really didn't think they would sign him. I thought there was a chance. I mean, they're kind of running out of running backs. And they end up signing, and the Texans end up trading for Joe Mixon. You know, at first it was Joe Mixon was going to be released. Then it turned into the Texans traded for Joe Mixon. Now, I remember when this happened with Martinez Rankins and Carlos Hyde. This happened back in 19... Where Martinez Rankins had been, they had announced
much
they had
bigger profile with this one.
No, but I'm just saying they had announced they were releasing him.
Yeah,
and then Carlos Hyde was being released. This is for their rosters, you know, their roster releases. And then all of a sudden, they both withdrew it and they traded each other for these.
Well,
they
only just traded each other. Additional seventh rounder for this.
I mean, for Joe Mixon, they do the same thing. Now, keep in mind, the Texans are now a $3 million roster hit. Is going to
let me ask you this question. Should Joe Mixon be pissed because they didn't let him go to free agency and he still had this 1 year deal, as opposed to going to free agency and picking up a nice deal that he could have?
I don't. That's the thing. I don't know that Joe Mixon would have picked up anything.
Oh, he would have picked up money.
Well,
I mean, these running backs all got money. He's one of the best he's a top four of all of these guys that were out there.
Yeah, but I'm not sure Joe Mixon is held in the same esteem as he. His explosive carries dipped dramatically last year. They were 27th in the league in explosive carries. Cincinnati was. He averaged 4.1 yards. You know, the early money is gone. That's what I'm saying. The money. I talked to an agent last night up at Kennard McGuire, and we were talking about early money. He had Tony Pollard. He goes, and he even said this, for running backs, you better strike fast because there's only so much money they're giving running backs. And if you don't get it now.
Derrick Henry waited. He got paid. You know, I mean, there was still money out there.
Well, he gets three. What's wrong with this contract? All these contract deals are 1 year. Derek got 2 years, which is actually a little bit unusual now for, like, Mixon may not, there may not be enough money for Mixon to get a 2 year deal. Or people may not want to risk it with the personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that we just talked about, that's still out there. I think he would have got a 1 year deal. He's getting $3 million here in just a few days.
Yeah.
It's going to vest for him in March 17th.
Yeah. I saw, what is the 8 point something against the cap? Which is fine. I mean, it's fine.
It's the same number.
It just is, to me, it is. It's wild that they did this. This is so un-Texans-like. And to go out and then Danielle Hunter and bringing him home by all accounts, Art, by all accounts, including Ian Rappaport, who said he had more money out there. He had over 25 a year out there with other teams, and he took 49 here.
I don't know for a fact, but I know he was talking to the Colts. It may have been the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He took to less
have
to come
him
here.
On, now, we talked about Autry yesterday. Autry's going to have to play inside.
Sub-package rusher. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be a full-time defensive tackle. The more I look at this, he's 6'5", 285. He can maybe get to 290. You could do that. And D'Amico, we'll talk a little bit about, like, we've seen Eric Armstead. We've seen DeForest Buckner. You don't have to be 320 pounds, but there's a chance at age 33 that he is just really a designated pass rusher that once we get to rush downs, which let's face it, the way
he's
the league passes,
have to come from inside.
The way the league passes, yeah, but that's where he gets a lot of his sacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think how they may use him is Malik Collins inside. You may find another defensive tackle for first down, and then Autry's coming in on because your nickel is you're a nickel at over 55% of the time.
Yeah,
so. When it's rushdowns, he's going to come in and play. So even at age 33, when he's getting older, his rush from the inside is going to be a big factor. So you're going to have Hunter and Anderson outside. You're going to have Malik Collins inside along with D'Amico Autry, and you're going to have Khalil Davis, who's a pretty good rusher, causing some problems from the interior. You just got way better in the front.
Yeah.
By going Autry and Daniil Hunter. Now, Autry's older. You know, it's a shorter term deal. Hunter's older, but it's inside the 2 to 3 year window. So it's of the contract for your quarterback. So your rush just got a lot better yesterday. Your running game got better.
Yep.
Even if Bengals fans are really down on Joe, it's one of the things I found is the Bengals fans are really down on Joe Mixon. Like they like him, and they just said he's just not the same guy. Which, you know, that's fine. He's going to. He's going to be better than the overall package the Texans had last year.
Oh, yes, yes. And, well, it's going to help that the offensive line is going to be healthy, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, if the offensive line is healthy, it is – listen, I don't know that they're done. They probably could use another wide receiver. But what Nick has done – people are saying that the Texans have won the offseason, and we haven't even gotten to the draft yet. We'll see what Nick does in the draft, and he's a wheeler and dealer. We'll see whether or not – Nick Caserio is really working his way up as far as general managers in the league.
But let's look at your first thing you talked about. Like, people freaking out and really, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I know it seemed like that, but you have to wait for the wave of first. Yeah. You have to wait for first. And I swear to you, it's just so funny because, and it's going to sound stupid, but being in our fantasy football auction every year, you recognize that there's just a way that you can wait. You wait for some of the big money to go out and people eat up their cap that they have. Yep. And then you start to bargain hunt a little bit and get better deals. And you realize, oh, man, there's still some good players out here.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Justin Simmons got signed over. I was at Bun's concert, so I don't know what happened last night. But, I mean, as far as I can tell, they're still – and he's not – you know, he had been
– How – listen.
God, who's still available?
Listen, how –
Tannehill's still out there, John. And Garoppolo.
So how worried are we going to be, or how many times are we going to be talking about Jeff Okuda after a game? And not in a positive way.
I'm worried because, like I said, out of Detroit, the stuff is that he had no football intelligence, really struggled with a lot of stuff. There's a video Jeremy Branham put out with his coach. That was back in 21, but
boy, was that coach pissed at him.
Really pissed off. That made me, when you saw that, did you think,
ooh,
because
I was told
Detroit couldn't wait to get out of his contract. He was nothing like they thought he was going to be.
The thing that I took out of it, this dude can take a beating because he was getting beat up. For those of you who haven't seen, if you're not following Jeremy Branham has got a video of a coach just irate and berating Jeff Okuda on the sideline. I mean, giving him and didn't stop. It lasted a while, and the NFL CBS stayed on it for a long time. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, Jeff just sat there and took it while this coach was really pissed at him. So I know he can take coaching. I don't know whether or not anything sets in because he hasn't had a good career to date. You still got Desmond King. He is back. But you are definitely, and you've got, and you picked up some other guys, Mike Ford. We'll see what happens with some of the guys that they've picked up.
According
that
to
other
track.
Side could be a problem though. That other side could be a problem. What helps though? Danielle Hunter coming in here and rushing the quarterback.
So according to SpotTrack, the Texans have $16.4 million to go, which in essence means you got about $10 million.
$9 million. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're going to keep some. They're going to keep some aside, and they still got rookies to sign too.
So. Washington Commanders, Tennessee Titans, Chicago Bears, New England Patriots. Who else? Cincinnati Bengals and the Seahawks all have over $40 million to spend. My son is losing his mind. He is so pissed about the Colts. I have a friend who's a Cowboy fan who is so pissed about the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Like, there are people who were. Now, if the Texans hadn't really done anything yesterday, we'd be having a different show today. But the show now and the reactions, Texans fans are extremely happy. Now, some of that is you recognize the names, especially Mixon and Hunter, but Hunter was extremely productive last year. There's really no reason to believe that Hunter, and think about this too. So every general manager and every head coach, they have a certain type that they like. Think about, I'm going to run you through the body types of, of the San Francisco 49ers when D'Amico Ryans was there. Nick Bosa. What does Nick Bosa look like?
Strong.
Big, yeah, strong. Eric Armstead.
No fat.
Yeah, Eric Armstead.
Yeah, big, tall, strong.
Strong, yeah. Not a fat guy. DeForest Buckner.
Yeah.
Same thing as Eric Armstead, only a little bit bigger. Then they picked up Chase Young.
Yeah.
These are physical.
Well, that was after D'Amico left. But
right, yeah. But these are physical. Oh, yeah, that's right. But it's still the San Francisco way.
Right.
It always has been. Who has D'Amico picked up since D'Amico's been here? D'Amico's picks.
Will Anderson,
Danielle Hunter, D'Nico Autry, 6'5", 285. I mean, there's a type that he likes, and he is going to look for. It's the same mode that Indianapolis uses. DeForest Buckner, Quiddy Pay. They look for big, long, low body fat, strong guys. That's who he's going to look for. He pulls the they could still look at Eric Armstead. Theoretically, Eric Armstead could still be in play. I don't think it's going to happen.
So. I don't think so.
But either. They could potentially look at Eric Armstead.
If they stop today, they would be, is this a top 10 defense next year?
Yes.
Against the now again, it's a different schedule.
There's a draft.
They're not playing the quarterback. When you take a look at the quarterbacks that they played last year, you go, this year they ain't playing those quarterbacks again.
No, I was looking at the season tickets. You know, just at home you've got the Miami Dolphins. You've got the Chiefs, right? Or no, I know you have the Lions. You have the Dolphins.
You got the Bears.
You have the Bears.
You have Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, whatever.
Justin Fields.
Yeah. And you got, the AFC South quarterbacks are.
No, but they're young. You know, it's Levis, Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence. We'll see. That's going to be the least difficult of your quarterback challenges, more than likely.
Probably, but, yeah, those three.
You know, you got better. But here's the thing. Just because you signed Mike Ford and Okuda, those are depth guys. They're not done at cornerback, and I think the cornerback is my mock draft. I had them taking Quinyon Mitchell. I think their odds are better and better that corner is going to be, but I think Quinyon's going to end up being the top corner off the board. You really want wide receiver, quarterback, pass rush, and tackle to push corners down the board. That's what you really want, and the Texans still may need to make a trade to strike so that they get one of the top corners.
All right. 713-780-3776. What do you think of your Texans and what Nick Caserio has done here? Listen, these past couple of years, he has proven to be one of the best general managers in the NFL. We're going to talk about that. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. We've got Rockets basketball to talk, and there's some other stuff that we absolutely have to get to. Right now, though, I'm talking about Home Bank, River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, and Friendswood. Visit one of their area locations. Home Bank is here for you. Home Bank has a philosophy. They got business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need, especially if you've got a small business and you're looking for a great way to do checking, because small business checking is not just, oh, here's your checks. It's there is some difficulty to it. So Home Bank, they absolutely can help you figure out, navigate your way through that. They've got competitive rates. They've got a CD right now, an annual percentage yield of 5.15% on a 7-month CD. The minimum balance is $2,500. If you want longer term, set 4.75 APY on a 14-month CD. Again, $2,500 minimum balance. But you're going to want to put more than that into it because you are going to make some money on that. You're making money. Let your money work for you. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm telling you, that Texans defense looks like a top-10 defense next year. That's crazy. It's crazy. But with D'Amico running it, this is going to be some kind of fun, I think. With the offense, I don't know that they're done. You still got the draft. What rookies? How is a rookie? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's Quinion Mitchell
or Terrion Arnold. I mean, it could still also be Nate Wiggins, who's a cornerback, really fast one. He ran a 4.29 out of Clemson, but he's 173 pounds and he's not really a tackler. It doesn't really fit what D'Amico asks out of his corners. He's not a real tough guy. I don't think he's. He's a good cover corner. I like him. I just think he's not going to fit what D'Amico likes. So my guess is they're not going to go in where they have to take corner. So they've added Jeff Okuda. They've added Mike Ford. But what they're basically doing is just adding depth. Steven Nelson, has he signed anywhere?
No, I haven't seen Steven Nelson.
I haven't seen Nelson sign anywhere. Let me see. Because I wouldn't just rule him out automatically. Why is Steven Nelson not even? Oh no, I haven't seen anything with Steven Nelson. There's been a lot of deals that have gotten done here recently, though, so that have kind of gone under the radar. Nope, he's 31 years old. His market value, according to SpotTrack, is $8.4 million a year. Now, there are still some teams with some money left, so you're still going to have some players make some pretty decent money. Some of the names that I'm interested to see where they go right now that I think are I don't really care about the backup quarterbacks. David Bakhtiari has just got too many injuries. Jamal Adams. Jamal's a pain in the ass, and he's a box safety.
Yeah,
but he's limited. What are you going to do with Jamal?
Jamal Adams is not getting paid anymore in the NFL. I mean, he's done with
J.C. Jackson had talent, but he's like he went to the Chargers, and he was a huge letdown, and he went back to New England. Now he's a free agent. No one's touched him so far. Emmanuel Ogba is a guy who would fit in a classic 3-4, but that's not really what the Texans play. Hunter Renfrow. So Justin Simmons is one. I don't care about Odell Beckham. He's a non-factor. Why we have this infatuation with Odell Beckham, like he's this big-time talent, is beyond me. Justin Simmons is.
To me, Jamal Adams is the defensive Odell Beckham. I mean, he's not good anymore. He's just not good anymore. He's a lot of hype.
DJ Reader,
two LSU guys. How about that?
Yeah,
a lot of hype.
Yeah, he was good.
Okay,
at
who got
time,
the best LSU guy this offseason? Texans.
The best LSU guy, yeah. He wasn't even the best LSU player when he came out.
No.
He was a guy that needed to get better. So DJ Reader, where he goes, is going to be interesting. Could still be on the radar for the Texans, maybe. But I think we're running out of money, frankly. It's a big chunk of money that went to Hunter. Quandre Diggs is interesting. I still want the Texans to look at safety. I'm not a real big fan of Jimmy Ward's. I mean, I love the name. I love the attitude and all that stuff. The guy just couldn't stay on the field. Just was hurt all the time. Kendall Fuller's
well,
a quarterback.
Well, you got Eric Murray now, so you're good.
No, that's not. We're okay. Not doing Eric Murray either.
Let's get some calls in here. Chris wants to talk about the Texans free agency and draft. He's got a draft question. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys. Love the show, as always. Quick question for you, Lance. Do you think a lot of the offensive linemen, the tackles like Trent Williams, Tyron Smith, Jonah Williams, those guys are hanging out there because teams are going to see what they can get in the draft from tackle, and then those free agents, big names, will kind of be a backfill? And then secondly, from a free agent perspective, what do you think about Curtis Samuel? I don't know his number, but would he be an okay receiver to fit in with Tank and with Nico? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, yeah, guys. I thought about Curtis Samuel. He could fit. Curtis Samuel could fit if they wanted to do that. And they do need another wide receiver. Like, Noah's not going to be the third receiver. They do Robert Woods under contract, but that's – I don't think that matters either. They need another guy who can get on the field and catch. He's – once again, you're running out of money now. So you can get a receiver. You can probably get one cheap if you keep waiting and keep waiting. And, yes, to your other question, there gets to be a point where agents realize the money's not – that teams are going to hang on to money and maybe sign. There's kind of almost a collective understanding between some of these free agents that we're just going to wait. Where at some point they wait because they think they're going to have better money after the draft, where teams are more desperate when they don't know who they're going to get. They don't have to go to, you know, they won't have to go to OTAs. Like, they'll wait until the summer. They have an agreement with a team. So yes, yeah, some of these guys you won't see sign during this period. They're going to wait it out until after the draft. Once teams are desperate after they didn't get the position they want, yes, they will fill in the blanks with players. And I'm talking about some decent players, because the players will say, okay, we'll have a better idea. The agents will say, we have a better idea. Because once the big – now, there's still some teams with plenty of cap space. So the guy who's considered like some of the – I don't know who's considered the top guys that are still left. I have to look at that, but – man, there's still a lot of players left. It's just, and some of them are decent. Some of them are just names. I think George Fant's still out there, for example. The Texans don't have a swing tackle. Hassan Ridgeway's still out there at defensive tackle.
Yeah, they still got some, a lot of stuff. This Eric Armstead, I don't think is a possibility. I mean, now
yeah,
the
no,
that
he's going to get paid.
No.
I think Eric Armstead, there's still teams with money. Armstead's probably going to get like a one at, maybe a 1 year at $11 million, 2 years at 24, and you know, or maybe could potentially be canceled out after the first year. I don't know, but I think you're right. I just don't think they have enough to spend on Armstead. He's not going to take that. I don't see him taking that big a discount. Like, I don't think he's going to be a $6.5 million player. He's not a running back. For God's sake, he's not one of those gross running backs. Ew, running back, gross.
Yeah. No, we don't need him either.
Dirty, filthy.
Jacoby Brissett, here's $8 million. Derrick Henry, here's $8 million.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's a Jacoby Brissett picking up eight. And here's the thing. I was listening this morning.
What world is he a starter?
And you're giving him $8 million. Who would give – I mean, you're giving Jacoby Brissett $8 million to back up, and no one wants Justin Fields. Nobody wants – even as a backup, even as somebody to compete. Seattle could probably get him for a song now. How?
They're not all in on Geno Smith.
I mean,
Smith.
They thought they were getting a one. Shoot, they're getting a three.
They were never getting
best.
A one. I thought they'd get a two. I'm not sure they get a two anymore. I mean, it's a buyer's market now. It's not a seller's market on Justin Fields.
No, it is a buyer's market.
Justin
for sure.
Fields, like the hype around Justin Fields in the NFL, all the hype goes away. These guys get fired. It's real funny when it's one thing that where you can just say stuff on social media or have little TV shows that you do. It's another when you get fired for decisions. Look at the clarity of decision makers whenever their asses are on the line. They're like, we got to give Justin Fields a new contract. Like, yeah. But to me, Justin Fields has enough out there where I am intrigued by Justin Fields, but I'm not. You know, I'm not going to say stupid stuff like, is he going to be an MVP in his career? It's one of the dumbest segments I've ever seen. But the question you ask yourself is, okay, what's his ceiling as a passer? And once we get there, what can we do with his talent? And once we determine exactly who he is he who he's going to be right now? And if not, what can he be? And then what can we do with that? And I think a team, you know, it's just tricky because if you had 3 years, that'd be one thing. But what you have is this year, rookie contract, next year, the fourth year, the fifth year option, which is going to pay him in the 20 millions, which is still, you know, it's pretty reasonable, I guess. By when you look at that, we have to get away from what we think how much is too much money. Frankly, as you saw, 30 million is kind of the starting point for a good starting quarterback. And the Buccaneers thought Baker Mayfield was a good starting quarterback. They gave him 33 million. That seems shocking, but that's what it is now. You have to reassess. Yeah. You just have to recalibrate.
Where does that land in the league? 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, it's 15th.
15th.
His AAV is 15th. Yeah.
I mean, that ain't. When I went and looked at it,
it was staggering when I went and looked at it because the quarterback rates are going up so fast and the running back rates are stagnating or in some cases going down. And it's just wide receiver and quarterback rates are just skyrocketing right now. And other positions like linebacker and running back, plummeting.
Safety.
Yeah. They're up the middle, you're plummeting.
And which is crazy because that's usually in sports where you got to start. And that's where they're usually the most important up the middle. Time to talk about Republic Boot Company. You were at the rodeo yesterday, and did you?
So many boots.
Did you saw all the boots?
So many boots.
And you gotta have boots. You gotta have boots, people.
Good looking girls in boots is not a bad thing.
No. What about good looking guys in boots?
Yeah, I mean that's fine. Yeah. That's fine too. Yeah, I guess that's fine too.
Did you notice a lot of good looking guys in boots?
I didn't notice. As many, it's less noticeable.
It's less noticeable.
But I did wonder yesterday when I saw boots, I'm like, I wonder how many of these people have boots from Republic Boot Company.
And you know what? Probably most of them. Because here's the deal. It was Republic Boot Company. It is Texas. When you walk in there, it absolutely feels like you're in like 1836. Oh, wait, that's their boot line. 1836. And you know what? Those boots are going to last you forever. And they start at just $395. Boots are expensive, man. I'm going to tell you this. And $395 for a pair of boots that's going to last you a lifetime, all leather. They don't put any of that synthetic crap in there like the other guys do. You can't. Now, if you want to design your own boot, you can do that. If you want to design your own jacket, you can do that. They've got they've also got rodeo ready right now, 1836, hats, suit jackets, belts, whatever it is that you need for the rodeo right now at Republic Boot Company. You're going this week or next, you need Republic Boot Company. It's at 1133 East 11th Street in the Heights, just off 11th and Studemont. If you're looking for the best boots, if you're looking for the best wear for the rodeo, republicbootcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, thank you, Shams. According to Brad O is a good follow for Rockets basketball. But Roosh and Brad O are good follows. Shams just called Alperen Şengün a young superstar.
What? Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
Oh, look
just
at me,
got
I'm
on
Shams.
Board, Shams. Where you been? Oh, you got scooped
oh,
by
that's
everybody.
Right. You're all up in Kay Adams' DMs.
Whoa.
Instead of paying attention to Alperen Şengün.
Seems jealous from your side. And how does it work?
She is.
How did it work out for Shams? You can take your shot, but how did it work out for Shams?
How did it work out?
They seem to be making public appearances together.
Oh, Shams and Kay?
Several times.
He bought her shoes. Like, she did some unveiling of some expensive shoes, tennis shoes that he bought her. And I mean, no, big ups
that
to Shams. If you have,
watch it, John.
If you have a cute woman and you're single and she's flirting with you on her show and all that stuff. Like, good for Shams.
Yeah.
Good for Shams.
Skinnier.
You know who's pissed? Woj.
Skinnier. Her or Ariana Grande? Did you see her?
Ariana Grande looks tiny.
She's tiny already. Now she's just really, really skinny.
So is Zendaya.
She's going to die.
Zendaya is bone thin.
Well, she's tall and has always been thin.
Well, she's got a model.
Like
Zendaya looks like... I mean, Zendaya's got a model.
Ariana Grande has been... Has not as been as thin as she is now.
Not when she was No, when she was on Nickelodeon, like my daughter watches whatever show that is, but she was on. But she's a petite person, huh?
Ariana Grande, you let her watch that?
Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
She was a kid. What are you talking about?
That's terrible.
It's a kid show.
How about we do some parenting?
What do you mean?
No wonder they think they can beat John Dash in basketball.
It wasn't a video of her and Pete Davidson. It was a kid show. I can't remember the name of the kid show where she was. This is when she was kind of a child star. She's always had a huge voice, but she's always been. Why are we on this conversation about?
You brought her up.
No, yeah. John just said, who's skinnier? And now I get roped into this because I'm ADD.
Well, you brought up Kay Adams being skinny for whatever reason.
Oh.
You did.
I think I kind of did.
No, he did. And then I just did this.
But eat something, girls. Eat
yeah,
something.
John Daspin. You know. And I saw John Dass was up in Bun Suite watching the concert.
Is that why
concert.
You're so ill? You spend all your time at the concert?
That's why I had to slobbering all over your
not
mic.
Not slobbering. I sneezed one time and John loses his mind.
Mocos.
I had one sneeze. But I parked. I got free parking, but, you know, was it worth walking a mile and a half there and a mile and a half
why
back?
Why did you get free through? Parking?
Well,
you got
I just
free
find
tickets. That, just pay $20.
No, I wanted to. You had to wait too long. Like, there were no cops out there helping at all. It was crazy. It was backed up. We didn't even get in. I parked at. So it took a little while, but I finally parked at 7:40.
Why did you park at 7:40?
It was a huge pain in the ass.
Well, did you get to see any of the rodeo?
No, just the performances.
Why? I mean,
I got there.
How about show up on time for a change?
This is. I did. I left it. I left before 7 o'clock.
Are you kidding me? No. You got to get there before. You left before 7 o'clock and you didn't see any of the rodeo.
I left it. What do I care? So you start. I saw some mutton busting.
Oh, well, then you didn't miss any of it.
Well, that's
concert.
Not all the rodeo.
That's
I didn't miss any of the concert.
I'd say that's it.
Yeah, I didn't miss any of the concert. I didn't see the rodeo. I saw the whole concert, and it started with Bun, and then it went to E-40, then it went to Too Short, then it was Eve, Mexican OT, Ying Yang Twins, Mexican OT, Rick Ross.
Did Bun do anything?
Yeah, Bun would. It was mostly Bun did the beginning, but and then when Drake came out, he did 7 songs.
Drake
and, Drake. I mean, the place went crazy for Drake.
Well, then it really wasn't. It wasn't really a Bun B show. It was a Drake show.
It's an everything show. Oh. At the end, when we were leaving, Daryl McDaniel from Run DMC was out there with Bun, and they were doing some Run DMC stuff together. Ryan Bingham came out and played guitar, and Bun sang a song. Bun sang a song. I don't know if he was singing or rapping. I was talking to John, but Ryan Bingham from Yellowstone country artist. Who got his boots from Republic Boot Company, by the way.
He's with Cassie?
Yeah. He was out. Cassie. Yeah. He was out there playing guitar. Like
she got skinny, too.
It was.
What?
John can't decide whether he likes thick or thin.
No.
Does everything have to devolve into what the person looks like?
Or what their
name is mentioned. So what does this woman look like?
Look in
is
jeans?
That the value? What does she look like in jeans or a dress? You just can't. Move on.
No, I just there's none of that.
What is their free agent market value?
I just made a comment. She got skinny. Okay.
Mm. No. Okay.
Too skinny. Let's.
But it was
Hassy.
It was a really good.
Grab a peanut butter sandwich.
But
you know what's great, John, in his position, who professes his love for his wife and has no interest, but will continue to. You know what? Hey, girl, I've never met. Put on some weight.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah.
I want you to look.
I mean, I'm never going to have any real interest in you. We probably will never meet. But you know what you could do?
You need to look like the way I want you to look.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can ogle you on the internet or something.
I'm not ogling people. Yeah.
My son challenged John Dass. Well, John Dass challenged my son Mason. I brought Mason with me. And Alec wasn't happy that Mason got the call. But Mason ended up getting the call because he's got to be at home fighting the battles every day between my wife and Maddie and Snacks.
Oh, so that's,
so I was like, you know what? He deserves it. And Alec goes, I've been doing it for 36 hours. I'm like, 36 hours does not count.
Not every day.
Mason's like, he's not in the mud? I'm in the trenches. He said, I'm in the trenches. I'm doing that trench work. And so Mason went, and then John Daspin immediately, because he listens to every hour of the show.
Yeah.
He's like, are you the one that's got the dribble package? Like, yes. And then Mason's still, you know, just as confident about, or at least it's a good act.
Daspin is going to destroy him.
I think the grown man strength is going to be a problem for Mason.
It's
and Mason's already like, John said, "We're playing. They're putting a date together, and they're going to play, and they're going to find
Mason
a court."
Mason has no chance.
I don't think so either, because John is going to be in his face
the
whole
time.
The
physicality.
Time. It's going to be way too physical for Mason.
All right, speaking of physical, how about, Spurs. Oh, the Rockets beat you again.
We don't have Alperen.
We don't even have
Alperen. How can we possibly win with Amen Thompson as a four?
How about, how'd Wemby do that? Oh, 5 of 12, 13 points. Whoa.
Wemby, you know what?
Number one pick. You suck.
The Rockets are Wemby stoppers.
Who are you guys yelling at?
Well, whoever's for the Spurs.
Like the city full of Spurs fans right now?
Yeah, I don't know who's.
Yeah, there's a lot of Spurs.
Whoever doubted the Rockets.
I went to the game when they were here, which was a good game, by the way. It was a really good game. Houston Spurs all over the place. Spurs fans all over the place. You know what? Take it.
Yeah.
We crushed you all year.
All I know is that any of you, we're yelling at people who thought the Rockets couldn't beat the Spurs.
Who was that?
Whoever those people are need to hear this. They need to hear this. All these Victor truthers. I'm sorry. How did he do the last two games? He's a Victor stopper.
It was a lot of Alpy, but last night you just got to get physical with that dude. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Beat him up. That skinny little another one that's too skinny. There's another one.
John said he needs to eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Eat a peanut butter sandwich, Wemby. I hope you stay skinny your whole life like that. Okay, K Adams. That's K Wimpanyama. Okay.
That show is too inside sometimes.
Okay. So, really nice game, though. I look at the scoring, 15, 6, 14, 21, 16, 11 for Landale. How about Landale coming in? He's starting to score. Landale might be. Now, they did get Steven Adams, so Landale's fighting for a job, though. He's fighting for a place in the NBA. And you know what? He's winning right now. There will be a place in the NBA for Jock Landale. Here's Ime, though, he's a bench guy, but you know what? That's money. As long as you're getting NBA money, that's money. Here's Ime talking about playing without. And they were asked, is there any advantages of playing without Alpy? Here's Ime.
I think it gives us more options without Alpy there. That's the only benefit I would say, that we can get to more switching and more aggressive stuff. But, and then we have to find different ways to score. And so as much as we can get stops and get out and run, it's going to, pay dividends to play in the open court. And just figuring out different ways to use different guys. I think you saw men, setting screens a lot with the five men on him. Jabari can pick and pop there. And then Jock came in and did some of the things that Alpy does. So the low post scoring will be missed, no doubt, but others will step up and contribute like they did tonight.
You're gonna have to run a little bit more. Very clean game. 21 assists for the Rockets with just 12 turnovers, which is good for them. 30 and 13 for the Spurs, which is nice. 47%, 46%, both teams shooting them in the 31% range from three. It was a pretty clean game. That's good basketball. That is just 103 101 to 101, not 138 to 132. That's good. That's good basketball. I like the way that these two teams play each other, if you want to know the truth.
Because neither team can shoot?
46% ain't bad.
What was the score again?
103-101.
Yeah, that's bad offense
that's
in
good.
Today's
NFL.
Yeah, but you literally lost your top.
I like that better.
I know what you like. I'm aware.
Ime likes it better, too.
Yeah. It's more physical. Yep.
Or they're just two bad offensive teams.
Yeah. You know why they have such good... great that they have such competitive games.
No, the Spurs stink.
It's not great for the Rockets. But to win on the road with... Yeah, they stink. To win on the road with Alperen out, that's good.
Hey, they've won... They beat Phoenix. They beat Sacramento. Now they beat the Spurs on the road. We were talking about them winning some road games. And guess what they're doing since
they're
the All-Star
actually winning
break.
Road games. And they don't own their own pick anyway. So any thoughts of, now that Alperen's out, they should just tank. Well, number one, the tanking days are over. That used to be the silent
stuff. Stop, Jeremy. Stop.
We're not. Oh, did he say that?
Oh, no. God.
There is no tanking. They don't have their own pick. They have the Nets pick.
It's not going to be a top four.
Let the Nets tank. But they're not going to. Yeah, and they're not going to have the top four. So it behooves the Rockets to do their best to continue on the path of growth, competitiveness. There is no such thing as. And I don't want Amen Thompson tanking. What are we talking about?
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure who I'm yelling at with this one either. Like, I don't know if there's out there.
You're yelling at one person.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Jeremy, stop with the stupid take. How's that?
Do we need to?
By the way, Paul Gallant wants to know if you're talking about him. If you're skinny shaming him.
He's not that skinny.
He's lean.
Yeah, he's not skinny.
He's lean. You're not skinny. You've got muscle. You're lean. Paul, we're talking about Zendaya
who's skinny.
Skinny
here?
We're talking about
no one.
Paul, I'll inform skinny. You, Paul. We rarely.
Wimbenyama skinny.
We rarely think about you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, immediately, I'm talking about Kay Adams and Paul. Paul, step away from the mirror for a second, okay?
You are feisty.
Nobody's talking about you.
You know, they picked up Danielle Hunter. Why are you so feisty?
I love it. I love that.
Or maybe you're feeling like nothing can stop you.
Well, I'm really.
Maybe you're feeling like nothing can stop you now.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the Texans just got better.
They did get better.
The Texans, and by the way, the odds came out for before free agency, they were the favorite in the conference. Right?
The favorite in the conference?
I'm sorry, division.
Oh.
You would think that, right? They're -110, Jaguars yes. Like +110.
Again, you had a first place schedule this year, so slow down, everybody. They're relevant again. That's all I care about. Actually, people nationally, they're talking about the Texans are going to get a lot of nationally televised games where they had zero last year. This is going to be fun. We're going to be watching them at night. It's going to be fun. You know what else is going to be fun? The Chevron Championship. Teeing up a brighter future. It's the first major of the year for the ladies. And the ladies are really, really good. The women's PGA, they are good, good, good players. I mean, you're going to see scores 13, 14, 15 under. You're a good player if you can. I don't care where you're playing from. I don't care what the course is. If you're shooting over 4 days, if you're shooting an average of 3-4 under, you're a really, really good player. Go and watch them. The course is beautiful, the Nicklaus course. It's in some great shape. I played it a few weeks ago. It is just fantastic. You're looking for a great competition. You're looking for a skill level that is, I'm telling you, they're fantastic. You're going to love it. The ChevronChampionship.com. Get your tickets. It is very, if you're a golf fan, you need to be out there. We have a major here every year for at least 5 years. Get on out there to the golf, the Nicklaus course, Carlton Woods Golf Club. Get on out there at the ChevronChampionship.com, the ChevronChampionship.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. NFL free agency signings teams could regret. Any chance the Falcons regret Kirk Cousins?
I could. I mean, it's for so much money.
He's good,
It's. I don't think they will, but...
Is he going to be good for 4 years?
Because his style doesn't rely on athleticism and mobility, I think he'll be okay as a passer.
Yeah, you guys are older now. DeAndre Swift with the Bears.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He's good running back.
Yeah, he's two-way back. He's fine.
The Bears have had some good running backs these last few years.
They have.
Yeah, really.
Montgomery and Swift. And Montgomery went to the Khalil Herbert, Montgomery. Yeah, they don't spend a ton, and yet they've had some effective running backs. And Swift should be a good one. He didn't have a lot of wear and tear off the tires, by the way. He actually has not been the full-time guy when he was in Detroit or Philadelphia.
Yeah. Leonard Williams, 3-year, $64.5 million deal.
Personally, I don't think so. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's getting up there a little bit now.
They think he could be one that they regret it?
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
No. Gabe Davis.
Yeah, it was $13 million a year. No, I honestly, I don't think that's one.
He had Diggs on the other side, so it's a little bit difficult to get.
Well, you have to use him the way he's used. He's vertical. Yeah. He's linear. You can't use him any other way.
And then John Simpson signing with the Jets.
That could be one.
2 years, $9 million a year for a guard.
That could be one. John Simpson played really well last year. Had been with the Raiders. Where did he go last year?
He was...
the Titans?
He was with... Was he with the Titans? I don't even know. He's the second most penalized guard in the NFL this year. Yeah. That means he's...
Well, he came on and played well, and the Jets right now are... Look, the Jets are going to draft a tackle, too. They went and got John Simpson to play guard. They're going to draft a tackle. Everything they're going to
do is Ravens.
Everything they're going to do is to protect Aaron Rodgers, because they've basically given over the building to Aaron Rodgers. From what I understand, everyone's miserable in that building for different reasons. It's very it's a bad building right now, and I think Aaron Rodgers has been a huge problem. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen, ever. From a talent standpoint, I think he'll go down as one of the five greatest quarterbacks, in my opinion, of all time. But the fact is, Aaron Rodgers became a huge... Aaron Rodgers became a problem with Green Bay. You know, he got what he wanted. He and McCarthy were butting heads when McCarthy was there. Now Aaron Rodgers came in immediately. The Jets tried to downplay it, but his list of demands, he didn't like that it got out, and yet a lot of those things ended up happening where they signed Lazard. They ended up signing his boy Randall Cobb, who's washed. Randall Cobb should not be in the NFL still. Now they... You know, he plays one series, is gone for the whole year. He was supposed to be helping Zach Wilson. He didn't do it, left a bad taste in Zach Wilson's mouth. Like, now there's talk about him being a running mate for Trump.
No, RFK.
Robert Kennedy.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. That's right. RFK.
RFK, which is the exact opposite. Listen, has any quarterback ever been on the cabinet, like Secretary of State and quarterback in the NFL at the same time? I don't know if he's spread himself too thin.
It was Y.A. Tittle. Like, maybe if you go way, way back.
No, Ferguson. Not Joe Ferguson. Who was the quarterback before Joe Ferguson? Kemp. He was the Buffalo
Jack
Bills.
Kemp.
Jack Kemp was the Buffalo
right.
Bills quarterback, and then he went to Congress. I don't think it was at the same time.
John Runyon, former senator, who was a tackle, but not at the same time.
Right.
The
Bill
only
Bradley,
one who,
who was a Nick.
The only one who could do this is a guy who gets lit on ayahuasca in the offseason. So, yeah, I guess Aaron Rodgers probably could.
Aaron Rodgers might be the guy.
Aaron Rodgers believes he can do anything.
Yes. Well, if he's got enough mushrooms.
Well, he couldn't even play football last year.
Ayahuasca. I don't know what ayahuasca is. Is that a derivative of a mushroom?
She just got married. Did you see that? She just got married to a guard in the NFL guard.
Who?
Ionescu.
That's a different thing altogether.
No, ayahuasca. Oh, no, I was saying it wrong. It's ayahuasca. Ionescu is the...
Ionescu.
But you didn't
she
say...
She got married to an NFL
but
guard?
But he didn't say Ionescu.
You what?
You didn't say that, though.
I said ayahuasca?
Did. Yes,
he
you did.
Did.
No,
no.
This is just John being on his John thing today.
Oh, well, I thought John just gaslighted me into believing I said
yes,
Ionescu.
Yes, and you let him.
So ayahuasca.
Why are you letting this man play with you?
John's always gaslighting us, though.
No, you.
Oh.
He doesn't gaslight me.
Yeah.
I don't get fooled as easily as you do.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will be the first quarterback and vice president.
But... He could be vice president. He could be running mate or Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. I like how. I like.
Who
I
would
like
you rather have as your vice president?
I got to be honest. I like the way our politics are headed. Yeah. We have Trump. We have Aaron Rodgers. We have Jesse the Body Ventura.
He's already been a governor.
What was your favorite?
Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Was an actor and became president.
Ronald Reagan. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. But I mean, he was out.
The Gipper.
But he was out of it and started at the on a lower level. He didn't just go right from making hot reads into vice presidency.
Aaron Rodgers had all year last year to figure out his platform.
I just like
he didn't play.
Look, do I like career politicians? No. Do I want him to have some background in politics? I don't mind it.
Maybe
I like for you to know how it works.
Well, maybe
I like for you to know how it works.
Did you see that guy?
Shouldn't be a junior high. A middle school popularity.
Well,
vote
I don't know
for school president.
Did you see the guy that was? They were arguing over a bill, and he was saying how he's just. They were giving him the business because he just wants roads built. His people in his area just want roads built, schools. They want the government to do what they're supposed to do, and he was getting the business. And he was like, I'm going to listen to my constituents. That's what I'm supposed to do.
What was he getting a business for? He wanted infrastructure.
No,
oh,
because they were saying
that.
No, the guy was in a, that was talking to him was like, "Oh, do you think your constituents know more than we do about how to get things done and how to build stuff and how to what this bill is about?" And he was like, "Yes, my constituents want this, not what you want." I love that guy. That guy's going to be president.
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't either, but I love that.
Whoever that guy is.
That's right.
Was it Aaron Rodgers?
Listen to your constituents, idiots.
Hold on. Was it
Aaron Rodgers? Listen to your constituents.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
Who are his constituents? The people in New York or?
No, the people that get high.
Well, those people are not caring that much about roads, but I don't believe.
People like to drop mushrooms.
I'll be honest with you. Aaron Rodgers would not listen to his constituents. He knows what's best for you.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
Aaron Rodgers is not going to listen to his constituents. You know who would? Mac Jones. And I feel like Mac Jones looks the part of a, like Mac Jones really needs to just go into politics at this point. Just do something on the local level and then work your way up. And Mac Jones, I'd probably
vote for Mac Jones.
I think Mac Jones would be a moderate who would be sensible on a lot of different, you know, on a lot of different areas. I think he wants our schools to be better. At the same time, he'll be a 2A guy, but he'll be sensible where he wants, you know, but we need to make some sensible decisions as it pertains to guns. But you're not taking them away. Second Amendment is here. I just think Mac Jones would be a sensible politician.
And we need sensible haircuts. And Mac Jones has a sensible
Mac
haircut.
Mac Jones has a sensible haircut.
Does he have a Tank Dell haircut? No.
Oh, boy.
No. You know who else would be? Now, here's who I wouldn't vote for.
What?
Deshaun Watson would not be.
He has a sensible haircut.
He kind of does.
Deshaun's.
I might vote for Deshaun.
Deshaun's got some Trumpy stuff.
What's
his plan? If you think about his background. Like
John?
He's grabbed. I think there's been some grabbing.
Wow.
There's been some grabbing there, too.
I don't know. I'm out on this one. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We got to.
Alleged. Yeah. Well, alleged and lawsuits settled. But yes,
right.
Alleged. I would never vote for Baker Mayfield.
Why?
Why?
Baker would be too. No, you would trust Baker as a politician.
He has a sensible haircut,
but Baker's not sensible.
No, I don't think I trust.
Baker's
him with the
not
nukes.
A serious person.
I can't trust him with the nukes. He's too reactive.
Yeah, he is. He's emotional. He's going to fire off a tweet, and I'm like, what are we doing, Baker? You're pulling us out of this whole conference because, well, not president, but I wouldn't vote for him on the local level either. There are certain quarterbacks that, like Ryan Tannehill, is probably a guy that probably should
sensible.
Go into
politics.
Yeah,
a good egg.
Yeah, he's a good egg. Josh Dobbs, I could vote for. He's also an astrophysicist or whatever.
Josh Dobbs better not run because the way politics work today.
Oh, with
his
the
alopecia, they'd make fun of him so much.
Yeah, no eyebrow thing.
No,
there he is, the guy with no eyebrows. Like, oh no, Trump's going after him.
You never know what he's thinking.
I've got the best eyebrows.
Yeah.
He's got none.
I like people with eyebrows. And he has absolutely no body hair.
Time to talk
very
about.
Very fast and swimming. Very scary.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of eyebrows you have. I know what kind of coffee you should drink. Founded by Cole Hauser, who's Rip from Yellowstone. Rip. I mean, how could you not want to drink the coffee that Rip invented? That he created.
He should whip your ass if you don't drink it.
Well, it's not it. I just can see Rip sitting on the porch with his coffee mug. You know that coffee mug the Cowboys have with his free-range coffee, full-bodied flavor. And I'm telling you, I just had my cup this morning, and I brought it in here. There's no bitter taste. There's no bitter. I mean, I don't like bitter coffee. I don't know if you like bitter. If you like bitter coffee, then maybe that's not for you. This has full body flavor. No, none of that bitterness. And I think the cheaper the coffee, the more bitter it is. That's what I think. And this, none of it. This is so well done in San Angelo. It's Texas. It's America. It's the way to start your day. It's all about that. It's about and you're going to start your day right every single day with free reign coffee. Try it yourself. They got all the different bestsellers, American Dirt, Homestead, Mustang. My favorite is Texas Pecan. Full flavor, American owned and made, and serving those who serve. Free reign coffee, 975coffee.com, 975coffee.com. Putting promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide.
ESPN 975.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.